Blog Talk Radio.
You, what's good, bro? How you feeling?
Tired.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. We're gonna get through this one relatively warp speed. I just made a quick list of bigs. I'm not even just gonna go in depth. I just said Serge, Derek Favors, and Harry Giles. Now that they got Ed Davis, you know, I guess he'll be the backup. So I'm not even sure how much they'll invest in. You know what I'm saying? With Obi and Mitch there, I think you're looking at, you know, three third tier pieces.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's why, like Jeremy Grant, even Bertans, it's just not even realistic anymore.
It's not even realistic anymore. Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll run through it quickly.
You said Harry Giles?
Yeah.
Okay. I just had a quickly think who. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. That'd be a nice one. Yeah, that'd be nice. I like Harry Giles.
All right, let me get you in here. So just a rundown. Time is it? 10:35. All right. So yeah, just a rundown. Gonna talk Beasley, Gordon Hayward.
Your favorite?
Yeah, Gordon Hayward. Ed Davis, real quick, just to say that they traded for him. Miles Powell. And then get to the cuts.
Okay.
Yeah, get to the cuts. And we'll take some calls.
All right.
How'd your show go last night?
It went well.
Yeah.
We did a crossover. So like half was for ours, and then we said like the continuation onto another pod. So
okay,
get both of us going.
Yeah,
that should be fun. We did like a live reaction the second half where we got quickly. That was
okay.
That was fun. I'm happy about quickly. I like quickly.
Yeah. All right. Do a quick draft talk too.
I came back and like watched your show later on after I got off.
Okay.
You guys are still going
late
in the night. Between you, Corey Raphael, and Jay Ellis, you all were just like.
Yeah, man. Let me just make sure you're good in the other screen. Shit. What time?
You know it got way into the night when someone's, who was that send that we drafted and then traded to Minnesota?
Oturu.
Yeah, Oturu. And then, he had a call, I think Oturu would be good.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, he's gone.
Thank you for having me on yesterday, man. I really appreciate that. That was
good,
a lot of fun.
Good stuff, man. It was very entertaining.
That caught me off guard because I was, trying to break down. We need a center behind Mitch. I mean, if we don't have Taj, and it's like, well, we just trade him. I was like, forget that logic.
Forget
that.
Out
the window.
It was a wild, wild night, bro. But where's Dave? I don't think I told Dave what was going on. He might be asleep. Phones might get interesting.
You don't want another call about in Boogie?
Oh, God. All right. Okay. Ready to roll?
Yep.
All right. You centered. That's how you're going to be. I can fix it from my end. So just however you're going to be comfortable, I can just adjust it.
Right. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good like this.
All right.
People with these CAA conspiracies, man, bother me.
Shit, it's real, man. Is it Miles Powell?
He is CAA.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the point where it's like, because what? Someone's like, we only took Obi because he was CAA. We should have taken Devin Vassell. I'm just like, but he's CAA too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What's your point?
Exactly. So Dave should catch him eventually. All right. Ready to go? Oh, shit.
Yep.
I got a shit ton to do. Yo, this shit is so... Oh. Shit. I got a shit ton to do. Well, not really. Just... Okay. Get my shit out of YouTube. Okay, I'm pretty much ready. You ready?
Got Brody in the chat.
Yeah, you saw that, huh? About to start.
Let's get it going.
Alright, here we go. Let's start this thing up. In case you haven't had enough Knicks talk, we're back with some more. CP from Knicks Fan TV. My guy Alex Trataros on the guest spot. Al, we're a couple hours away from the kickoff of free agency, man, and I'm hearing some things, and I'm hearing some things. When the birdies start talking, I got to deliver if I feel like it's reliable, and what I'm hearing is Malik Beasley, a guy that we've talked about on this show quite a few times. There is reports that the Minnesota Timberwolves have made Malik Beasley available for trade. And I'm hearing that the Knicks are very much interested in a sign and trade for Malik Beasley. Last 14 games with Minnesota, averaged 20 and 5. Sharpshooter, Al, 40% from three. over 40% on catch and shoot, 48% on pull-ups. You know, we got to see what the legal situation whole, you know, is looking like for him. But clearly, if there's interest there with them, they feel comfortable that he'll be available, at, I guess, for the start of the season. But this is what I'm hearing right now is that the Knicks are very high on Malik Beasley, and talks are heating up. Talks are heating up. What's your take, bro?
You know, I like it. Obviously, as you already pointed out, the legal situation is a bit of a concern. But if we can get Malik Beasley on this team, he adds more, you know, versatility to the team, especially offensively. And look, we added two good shooters in the draft yesterday. We got Obi Toppin, we got Emmanuel Quickly. We also got Miles Powell, who we will talk on later. But you can never have enough shooting in this league. Because as of right now, what we're seeing is that it's going to be driven around offense. So if we can get Malik Beasley based, I don't even know. It's not even really, I don't know what the cost would be at this point, but still, I would take him on my team. If we had to trade a future first, you know, protected, and you tell me maybe we give up Knox, maybe I would be fine doing that because we get an established scorer on our side who's also 23 and it's more room to grow.
I'm wondering if this is the landing spot for Julius. I'm wondering if this is the landing spot for Julius Randle with the Timberwolves. Obviously, with Obi here, Randle is on the block, as I've said, all offseason long. And I'm wondering if this is the spot. I had heard that there was interest in Conley. The Knicks today made a deal with the Utah Jazz for Ed Davis. So, and that was a salary dump. So I'm not sure if the Conley deal is still on the table. But I'm wondering if this is the move that trades Julius Randle off the team with Obi Toppin here and brings back Malik Beasley. Going to be interesting to see what transpires over the next few days.
For sure. And with, you know, we've done a lot of deals with Utah so far, right? We traded up.
Well, Perrin is cleaning out that office, baby. He's cleaning out the Rolodex.
This is where those connections come into play, right? We traded up to the 23, and then we used that to trade back again. We're wheeling and dealing with Utah right now, so those connections are clearly working for us.
Yeah. So let's see what happens. Now, there's other news out there that the Knicks are – it's conflicting reports because Mark Stein of New York Times had reported that there is heavy interest between the Knicks and Gordon Hayward. Now, Gordon Hayward, Al, turned down $34 million on a player option with the Boston Celtics. So – to me, that's got to mean that we've heard Atlanta was hot after him, and now we're hearing that there's some interest with the Knicks. Begley also said that there was some interest with the Knicks. But that's got to mean that he's got some security there, or is he going somewhere else on a cheaper deal? I don't know. What do you make of the Hayward rumors?
I think with the Hayward rumors for – well, let's also point out the Pacers are also interested in signing him.
Right,
too.
Yeah.
And, I think,
and he's got a house in Indiana. Went to Butler.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So between the Pacers and Atlanta, I could see them giving Hayward a decent-sized multi-year deal. I think with the Knicks, it would probably be a big deal up front, maybe one, max two, because I think what the Knicks still want is that they want to have flexibility moving forward for next free agency and trying to – pick whoever's going to be available then. And I think Gordon Hayward for the interim would provide offense. I know he's injury prone, sure, but when he's on the court, he was still producing some solid numbers. And I would take him for 1 year. I don't know if I wouldn't do multiple years for Gordon Hayward, but definitely for 1 year if he wants to come out and we need just some sort of like established veteran on the team who we know we can get solid contribution from night in and night out.
17-6, almost 40% from three, four dimes. I wouldn't go over 2 years. If they did a 1-1, I wouldn't hate it. But I just think a 3-year deal or one of those multi-year deals for him, I wouldn't go that route. I would not go that route for Gordon Hayward. So we'll see what happens there. But like I said, to turn down $34 million with Boston, you know, a chance to compete, there's got to be some sort of security there that he's being promised. And so I'm wondering which one of the teams it's going to be. It's only a handful of teams. It's got to be us. It's got to be the Hawks, who's been hot after him. Or like I said, maybe does he take less? Or I don't know what the size of an Indiana deal would be, but if it's potentially to go home, would he be taking less to do so?
Yeah, I think it'd be. I think Indiana is the wild card here, not in the sense would they get Hayward, but what are they going to do with Oladipo moving forward too? Because if Oladipo doesn't sign, then they would have more money to sign him to a longer deal, right? Mm-hmm. And he could then stay there. Gordon Hayward, you're right. If he's turning down $34 million, he has some sort of guarantee.
He's got it. He's got a guarantee somewhere.
Also, he probably just doesn't care what Boston has to say. I mean, we see that Boston was trying to trade Kemba too, right? this week.
Yeah.
And so maybe he's like, you know what? I'm not going to let Boston ship me to get whatever deal they want in return. I'm going to take control of my own destiny and go wherever I want to go.
Yeah, it's very interesting, man. He's like, let me figure this out before Ainge, you know, packages me up and sends him somewhere. You know, Danny Ainge will do that in the quickness. You know, yeah. Danny is not about that loyalty, man. He's trying to win.
Not at all. And the last thing Gordon Hayward wants to go is somewhere like, I don't know, Detroit, like an up-and-coming team. If they give Boston, like, good draft capital or even, like, an up-and-coming player, I don't think Gordon Hayward wants to be in that type of situation.
Yeah, me neither, man. But something is up. Something is going on now. You know, the Knicks today went out and traded with Utah Jazz, as we said, for Ed Davis, backup center. But they got 2 second-round picks in the deal. So they got their salary dump, albeit a small one, a very tiny one. We weren't sure how lucrative the salary dump market was going to be. But they went out and got Ed Davis, backup center, got 2 second-round picks in the 2023 draft. Could that be a precursor to something bigger? I'm not so sure. We have Obi here. We still have to address the point guard situation. What do you think options-wise? Where do you think they go, point guard?
For point guard, I mean, I think they're going to throw the bag at Fred VanVleet at this point.
Okay.
I think if they were going to do Westbrook, we probably would have seen that deal done because that's a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that deal would have happened already unless they're really just trying to figure things out on trying to move Julius Randle. But I don't, you know, the Rockets don't really have that many assets to give back to us. And you're not just trying to take out a contract, a massive contract, just for the sake of taking on a massive contract. So I think we're either trying to go Fred VanVleet at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And if all else fails, you know, we'll welcome in DJ Augustine. But I think Fred VanVleet is the move at this point.
Yeah, and now we heard today that Detroit is picking up Trevor Ariza's deal, which lowers their cap availability. I think they only have about $9 million in cap space left. So Detroit is eliminated from the VanVleet sweepstakes. So it's really a two-team race right now between the Knicks and the Raptors. And you know, Toronto has said all the right things since they started the offseason. That Fred is their guy. They want to keep him. They did draft Malachi Flynn. So who knows where this goes, man? Who knows where this goes? But if you had a lineup of – what do you think about a lineup of VanVleet, Beasley, RJ, Obi, and Mitch – kind of fire, bro. I kind of like that.
That's a lot of offensive.
Yeah, I
kind of
like that.
It's gonna be that would be a lot of fun. I don't know how many games we win, but we make the season very interesting. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, like Fred's a good defensive player. You got Mitch, who's solid defense. RJ's decent at defense. I'm not too. I don't know how Beasley is defensively. We know Obi is. That's where he needs to work on, but we'll definitely score, that's for sure. So
yeah.
It'll be a complete 180 from last season. Take that.
Facts. Let's get some buckets, man. And speaking of buckets, the Knicks went out and signed undrafted free agent Miles Powell, the Big East Player of the Year out of Seton Hall, man. A lot of the Seton Hall fans, the Big East fans, are very high on this kid. I don't know where my Miles Powell highlights went, but a lot of the fans are very high on this kid. 21 points and 3 dimes, an absolute bucket getter. What did you think of the Powell pickup today?
I liked it. You know, they had him projected to go in the draft, and I think with him falling out of the draft, it's a good gamble to take. There's no expectation of him coming to the Knicks now, so if he needs some development, because we know his passing ability, he's more of a reactive playmaker. Defense he needs to work on. He gives the old Ole for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, we know what we're getting. I think this is a chance for him to either develop in the G League, or if he shows and shows some potential, he will definitely come up to the Knicks at some point, right? But it that's probably the precursor for why we got rid of Wooten today too, right?
Yeah.
Is to open up another two-way contract. And we got Jared Harper and we got Miles Powell now. So we'll see what the team wants to do with them then.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? Listen, I'm all for it. We need some talent in here. We need some bucket getters out. No more New York bricks. Let's get buckets now. And hey, listen, this kid is a dog. My guy David Zenon knows Miles Powell very well. Local kid out of Newark. Gonna come in with a chip on his shoulder from not getting drafted. And let's get some buckets in here, man. And so what they did was they signed him to a Exhibit 10 contract. This was the same contract that they had signed Kenny Wooten to last year. What the Exhibit 10 is going to do is it's going to give him a chance to make the team at a training camp. If he doesn't make the team, he's guaranteed $50,000, and then he'll go down to Westchester. But I'm not sure, you know, once he gets to Westchester, they may not have all of his rights there, so he may be up for grabs. But with Kenny Wooten, who was cut today, now there's a two-way contract up for grabs. So I could envision Miles Powell getting that two-way deal along with Jared Harper. So let's see what shakes out there.
For sure. I mean, I'm looking forward to see what he can do. And as you point out, David Zenon talked about him on your show, and I mm-hmm. highly recommend people going back and checking that out.
Mm-hmm.
Great, you know, great breakdown of a lot of the players that, you know, he even talked about Obi there. I'm pretty sure he talked about Emmanuel quickly on your show too around
yeah,
that time.
Did.
So if anyone wants to catch up on what he thinks about all of our guys,
mm-hmm.
definitely go back there and check it out. But I'm excited for Miles Powell. I want to see what he can do.
Yep.
You know, I rep the Westchester Knicks.
There
so,
you go. tried and true. There you go. There you go.
So when I go home, I'll be out in the stands rooting for him if he's down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not, man? Homegrown talent. OB, Miles Powell, RJ. You know, these guys have the local, the vibe in their blood, man. Get some heart in here. And I like that with these homegrown kids. So let's see what Miles Powell can bring to the game. But, you know, back on the Van Fleet topic and the point guard options, I think, you know, I'm just not getting the sense that the Brody thing is real in terms of them taking on that contract and taking on a long-term contract that impacts their spending over the next two seasons when the free agent class is a lot better. You know what I mean?
I can't see them making a move for Westbrook. You know, I think it was today that shout out to Knicks Film School, the account on Twitter, they mm-hmm. tweeted out what Woj was talking about, and he kind of scoffed at the idea that the Knicks would throw away cap flexibility in the future to try go for somebody in 2021 and 2022. So if you sign Westbrook, you know, Schwinney pointed out 40% of your cap space is gone. You can't really sign people. And at those times when Westbrook's contract is up, you know, we have to think about RJ Barrett. We're going to have to sign Mitch if we want to keep him. There's going to be a lot of headaches to deal with.
Yeah.
If we bring Westbrook to the Mecca, you know?
Yeah. I don't listen, even though OB Westbrook ticket would be box office. Don't get me wrong. I still want to listen to the
For
deal.
Sure.
I'm leaning no, though. I'm leaning no just because of all those reasons, and I don't think they're going to commit that much salary to go get him. So let's see what happens with Van Fleet. Is Lonzo an option now that Kira Lewis is now there with the Pelicans? You have Eric Bledsoe, George Hill there with the Pelicans. Could Lonzo be on the block? Does LeVar make some noise for Lonzo? I think if Lonzo could be out on the cheap, that should be an avenue they should explore as well.
For sure. I mean, that's one of the guys I wanted when I was on here with you. And Lonzo, look, he can pass, he can rebound. He's a true, like, he's a good four general in that aspect where he's looking to get guys involved. His shooting has improved. I believe he went up to 36%, right? So mm-hmm. he's working on his shot. He can open up the floor a little bit if he came to the Knicks. And that we need playmakers too. We need someone who can run the point. And he could be a point guard that can help set up everybody that we need. So I don't see why you wouldn't make a run for Lonzo if he's on the block.
Yeah, I would make a play for him if they can get him on the cheap. Like I said, New Orleans has a depth at the point guard spot right now. If Lamar makes enough noise, I wouldn't see why they wouldn't put him up on the block. And he finished off the season fairly strong, you know, working on his jump shot, looking to augment that jump shot, but started to improve from three-point land. And, you know, a floor general that could certainly push the pace for this team, has to cut down on the turnovers, but I don't think that would be a bad tryout to bring Lonzo here and see what they can get out of him for the remainder of that deal.
For sure. And it's what you said. It's the right price. We shouldn't be giving up the farm to go get him. Maybe give up, a first round that's protected, like top 10, top 15 protected. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And you try to see if you can get Lonzo that way. You move somebody, maybe like a DSJ, or move someone. I don't know. I think for Lonzo, they probably want a wing. So maybe Knox, another scenario where it would involve Knox in a deal going down there. Or maybe it just involves just picks, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe give him some cash to go with it. Who knows? It would be an interesting avenue to see how they would go after Lonzo.
Yeah. Yeah, options, man, options. But I feel like tomorrow we're going to start hearing some news. I feel like by tomorrow we'll start hearing some news. So with that being said, salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. They came back for more, Al. We got 2,000 strong in the chat right now. 2,200 in the chat right now. Let's get those likes up. Let's get those thumbs up button. Let's see 2,000 likes. There should be no reason why we can't get to 2,000 likes by the end of the night. We're already creeping to 300. CP from Knicks Fan TV, my guy Alex Rotaros in the guest spot. The JL's was burnt out from the draft, man. JL's could not make it tonight, so we had to put him on the disabled list for a little bit, but he should be back tomorrow for the free agency show. I'll be back on with Ian Begley and company at 2 p.m. on SNY's YouTube channel, SNY TV YouTube channel. The chat came through and represented Knicks Fan TV heavily yesterday. So that was a good look. I was very proud of that. So tomorrow, Friday, 2 p.m., I'll be on at SNY. And then around 6 p.m., when free agency officially kicks off, we'll be back here and see what transpires. All right, so we talked Beasley. We talked Gordon Hayward. Talked Ed Davis, Miles Powell. The cuts. Today was D-Day for a lot of the one-year guarantees, Al. And first and foremost, our guy, Whole Team Dot, is gone. I was alerted this morning from someone close to the situation that Dotson was not going to be brought back. He made it official on his Twitter that he would not be brought back. So Dotson is gone. They've also released Wayne Ellington. No worries there for me. They've also released Taj. Taj got cut. But there is, according to Ian Begley, some interest in bringing Taj back. I'd always said that, you know, if Taj can come back on a cheaper deal, that would be worth their while. But now with that Davis here, you know, he could be your veteran backup big. So maybe they go somewhere else. There's no telling. But I think they'll let Taj test the market, and we'll see where all that goes. So Ellington gone, Dotson gone, Taj gone, and Elfrid Payton. Alfred Payton's option was rescinded as well. So those guys are all gone. Reggie Bullock picked up $4 million. I figured that was going to be the case. So I think all of those transactions went the way I thought it was going to go today. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Bullock was kind of, you know, he's making $4.5 million. So that kind of – and he's a shooter. Definitely we need four spacing, as we know. That's just the tried and true topic of this team. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a cheap deal, you know, it doesn't put too much on the books with guys like Payton, Ellington. We're talking about $8 million. That's going to add more to the cap if you brought those guys back. Mm-hmm. Also, they're just not in the plan for what the team wanted to do moving forward. And for Taj, I feel like we could get Taj back. Maybe we move Ed Davis. I mean, Ed Davis didn't really do much out in Utah. He was averaging like 10 minutes a game. You know, he's truly a guy who's like last in the rotation on the bench.
I'm not sure if that's where I want to go as my reliable backup big. You know, like I said, we still got to figure out if we can trust Mitch in terms of, you know, him, you know, staying disciplined out there and, mm-hmm. and him really being able to log, you know, 30 minutes a clip and, you know, being able to rely on him. So I think they need a legit backup. My guy Delano has always been talking about Nerlens Noel. Maybe that's an option. You know, something cheap as a backup five. We know Serge is going, or a lot of people think that he's going to the Nets. Serge Ibaka. Al, still there? Oh no, I think I lost Al. Alan, Alex in the Matrix. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. I don't know what happened to Alex, man, but he's stuck in the Matrix. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the phones. Oh, Alex, you there right now?
Yep, I just got back.
I got you, man. Yeah, you were stuck in the Matrix for a second, man. I was about to go in there and grab you, bro. I don't know if you took the red pill or the blue pill, man. I was wondering what happened, man.
Oh, my God.
I was wondering
what
happened.
Internet, man.
Yeah.
Comcast out here, man, it's an issue.
Yeah, nah, all good, man. Nah, basically, I was just talking about some options at the backup five. You have, you know, Surge, who people think are going to the Nets. You know, maybe Derek Favors, maybe he's out of that price range. I'm not sure if they would want to get him for the mid-level. How about Harry Giles? Another project, reclamation project that could shake free out of the Kings. Maybe Harry Giles is someone that the Knicks may want to take a look at. What's your thoughts on the bigs?
Harry Giles would be interesting. I know for him it's just that whole development, you know, coming along. He shows flashes when he's starting to get it and understand the game. And offensively, right, is – what he's known for. Mm-hmm. It's just, can he put the whole package together? So I'd be willing to take a waiver on Harry Giles and see what he can do. Shout out to my guy, Chip Murphy, another contributor for Hoops Habit. He loves Harry Giles, and I know he wants him on the team. So I'd definitely throw a waiver at him. I'd also think about Willie Cauley-Stein too. Mm. I think he'd be a solid backup, you know, behind Mitch. He was starting out in Golden State. He's good, you know, rim runner, shop walker.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really do much else, but I don't think you need much else for a guy who you want as a backup. I don't, for him, it's, does he still trying to become a starting center? I think he's more of a backup at this point, unless he diversifies his offensive game.
Yeah.
But I'd be willing to try bringing Willie Cauley-Stein as well.
Yeah, Cauley-Stein, Harry Giles, it wouldn't be bad from a backup big perspective. Harry Giles, you know, lost his athleticism a little bit with those knee injuries, but still has some passing ability there. I talked to Brandon Williams, the former assistant GM of the Kings, a while back, and he had a lot to say about Harry Giles as a person as well. High character kid, so could be an option. Could certainly be an option. So let's see what happens there. Well, let's hear from the phones. Let's hear from the people, man. Let's go to Westchester. Connor's up first. Connor, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, CP? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, bro. What's your point tonight?
Awesome, bro. First of all, I just want to say the show's great. You've been killing it this week. Anyway, so my point, listen, we need a point guard, and I'm looking at Charlotte right now. They just drafted LaMelo, and they've got Scary Terry's over there, who, if you remember, was almost a Knick last year. And they got Devontae Graham over there, who's a killer. And I'm wondering, like, if maybe we could put a package together to maybe get them Land Julius there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could be the deal. That could be the deal as well. Terry, not Grant. I don't know how bad Jordan has that fun. But Scary Terry can certainly be there. That was confirmed a couple times. What do you guys think in the chat? If you go Terry Rhodes here, go Grant, spot at the point guard. Stop that.
That's tempting.
That's tempting.
It's tempting. I'm not really a big fan of
it. Yeah. Not high on my list, but tempting nonetheless.
Yeah. It depends on how much you want to get rid of it.
resounding no's, Jack. Resounding. A couple yeses, a couple maybes. Resounding no's. I it would be high on my list. I don't think it's worse. But you were not getting it. Definitely. Some somebody in the chat said no, English and let's go, man. I love the chat, man. I love the chat.
Oh, man.
Chat is talking spicy tonight. Let's get back to it. Ron Cleveland in the building. Ron, what's going on, man?
Man. CP, what's going on with you, man?
Good, man. Hey. How you feeling, man? Hey. How you feeling, Ron?
Man, like I told Dave, man, hey, I slept good last night. You know what I mean? I wasn't trying to pull out my hair or nothing. Hey, that pick to get topping, man, I'm telling you what, we look back on this draft 3 years from now, in fact, not even 3 years from now, by the middle of the next season, man, people are going to be like, the Knicks stole this pick, man. He's going to be the steal of the draft. And I think he's going to be the best player out of this draft, to tell you the truth. But my thing, man, I'm thinking about this point guard situation. But before I get to the point guard situation, I love the idea of getting Gordon Hayward if it ain't going to cost us too much. Because, I mean, 17 points a game is 17 points a game. And the dude's a veteran. You know what I mean? He can help teach some young guys how to play the game. And I'm going to tell you this. I think with him leaving Boston, I think it had more to do with the team. If you think about it, Gordon Hayward never really fit with that team. You know what I mean? Them guys were looking at him side-eyed. You know what I mean? More like he's the coach's pet, like the teacher's pet, because, hey, the relationship he had with Brad from college, so that was always a bad dynamic I felt for him. But point guard, man, if we can get Lonzo Ball, man, it's a wrap. I just can picture Lonzo throwing them lobs, the topping, and Mitch running that break. And the thing about Lonzo is a pure point guard. And what I mean by that, His everything to his game is about trying to make people better, putting people in position to succeed. And he's going to pass that ball on the dime. And not only that, the kid played defense too. So, hey, we can get Lonzo. It's cheaper. We can package Randall. I don't care if we send Randall down there, but Randall got to be gone. That got to be priority number one. We got to get him out of here tomorrow, first thing soon. Hey, get him up out of New York. But, hey, it's a new day in New York, man. And that quickly kid, too. I'm loving that pick as well. So, hey, Knicks family, man, hey, it's a new day in town, man. Toppin is our Amari, man. And I think he's going to do real good for us.
Get it, Ron. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call, Ron. Ron's in on the Hayward talk. And says Lonzo. I mean, listen, I don't, you know – none of, well, unless it's Van Fleet, right? Whether you're talking about Lonzo, you're talking about Rozier or DJ Augustine, whatever the case is, 2-year project. That's right. This is not your long term option. Again, I'm talking about getting Van Fleet. Why did these guys talk about somebody that can run the point? Right now we have nothing. You know, and you got Ovechkin, who's a pick and roll finisher. We need the point guard. To get him the ball, not just get him the ball, but be a threat himself. We need a point guard that's going to be a dual threat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think with Lonzo, the question is, God, right? Are we going to defend him? And yeah, so, and that's where the bigger question is what is it going to cost to get him? You know that they have to. They probably would rather keep. They're going to definitely keep Kyler because they drafted him. Not a deal. Got him for 4 years. Got him for 3-4 years. Bledsoe, that's not your long-term solution. You got him because you got a lot of draft capital in return. So Lonzo's probably the odd man out.
Yeah.
And knowing that, you can probably try and swing a cheaper deal for him because, you know, it's just simple. Like, you got this. Unless you're going to trade Kyra, that's a different story. So I just don't know what they want. I don't know what they think they can get for Lonzo. I don't know what. That's a big question. I would do, like, I think for Lonzo, another top, like, at the top of the pick, they probably want, they're going to want a young guy.
Be interesting. options remind him of the Duhon year. That old shit. Shout out Chris Duhon, man. Chris Duhon had a 20-dime game for him, man. He'll sleep. He's steady. 2,500 in the chat, Al. Let's go. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the channel. See you next man TV. My guy, Alex Rotaros of Hoops Habit, checking in on the guest spot. Let's go. Night after the draft. What are you guys feeling, man?
I tell you, one person I did not hear from on draft night was Jay from Florida, who wanted Obi Toppin, Alex. He had finally jumped off the Halliburton, finally made his pick, and it was Obi Toppin. Jay, how you feeling today, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. I feel good. You know, me and CP, we called with the Patrick Williams thing with the Obi pick. I'm feeling good, man. You know, I felt like we made the right pick. No games being played, no projects. You see how Halliburton fell almost out the lottery, right? Almost fell to like 18, went to the Kings. Everybody was lying. Oh, NBA people love Halliburton. Halliburton is the truth. No, they picked him damn near 20, right? So that was awesome seeing that. But I want to talk about Beasley, man. Like, people, you know, we got a lot of people on Twitter talking about, oh, we need Westbrook. We don't need Westbrook. We need to get Beasley. Whatever you got to do, go get Beasley. He's 23. Light it up from three. RJ and Beasley are your wings for the next 10 years. We need Beasley. I think Quickley's going to come and ball out, right? Because that three-point shot is going to translate to the NBA. We need young players. We don't need Van Fleet. We don't need to spend any money this year. Let's get some young veterans. Let's get some older cats I like to teach. Kid Gilchrist. Get Ed Davis is cool. Get somebody that could kind of nurture the kids, man. We need to really invest in getting Beasley. And we don't need Lonzo. We need Walker, Shy Cousin, right? We need Walker from New Orleans. Let's go ahead and put the team together, young, good shooters, and then come back 2021. I told you the last time, the draft is in 6 months. If we focus, develop our kids, get Beasley, get Lonzo or Walker, you know, get a nice young big, come back right 21, we good. We on. Knicks fans got to be patient. Chill with the Westbrook and the Hayward. We don't need none of that. Let's get some cheap vets. Let's get some good young players and run it up 21. I'm gone.
Jay from Florida putting the stamp on it, Al.
Hey, yes, he was. And he made sure to get his Tyrese Halliburton, made sure to chronicle how far he went.
Yeah. He feels vindicated. He feels vindicated. I heard on your Obi topic, you weren't on the show for Quickley. What you think about Quickley?
I like Quickley. I really do like shooter, shot. What was it? Pretty sure he shot 40.
Over 40 from three.
Yeah, it was 42%.
Yeah.
It was like 42%
from three. And then I read something else that he shot like 59% on the road three in like 10 games. So you got a gamer on your hands as well. Go ahead.
And he's got a good free throw percentage too, 92.3% from the
excellent,
free throw line.
Excellent from the stripe. Very refreshing when you're talking about these.
And he gets there quite a bit, 5 attempts per game. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll definitely take that.
I'll take it. How about 6'8 wingspan? You know, so
yeah.
This is a guy who has a defensive acumen, could get in the passing lane. And let's go. You know, Kentucky's riding a hot streak right now. Certainly, Emmanuel Quickley's best friend, Tyler Hero, you know, the darling on the draft last year. Let's go. I know a lot of people, you know, I was intrigued about getting Bane for Tyrell Terry, but I can't, you know, knock the Quickley pick just because of the Kentucky connection. I think this is a kid that helps address a couple of things, which is the three-point shooting, defense, and free.
For sure. And honestly, if we're getting guys from Kentucky, that's not a bad thing. Most of the Kentucky guys are NBA ready, right? Like, Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, we're talking about Tyler Hero, we got De'Aaron Fox, the list goes on and on and on. So if we got a Kentucky connection, by all means, I'll take it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. What do you guys think in the chat about the Quickley pick at 25? Was it too high? Was it too low? Let us know in the chat. Leave us a comment, and I will read a couple.
Salute to everybody in the chat once again, man. 2,500 strong. We had about, I think we topped out about 3,000 last night. So we're getting some leftovers in here, man. These people did not get animals, man. Now, that's
beautiful, man.
Yeah, definitely appreciate all the support. Let's go to Brick City, man. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. What's going on?
All right, dope. Just saying, I'm a long-time caller. Probably been here for like 2+ seasons. But one thing I really wanted to talk about is a lot of people already talked about Lonzo Ball, but I mean, he's a good trade asset because when you look at it, the Pelicans have 5 point guards on the roster right now. They're going to have to get rid of one of them, and I don't think the trade for Lonzo Ball is that steep as people make it out, mainly because he's coming up for an extension in a couple of, well, I think it's next season. And the thing is, I don't think the Pelicans, first, they don't have a lot of cap to re-sign him, even though they have his bird rights. But I don't think the Pelicans are that sold on him if we keep hearing trade rumors about him. But besides Lonzo, I think the other player I want to talk about that I haven't heard a lot is Joe Harris. That man is street. His shot is wet, and I think he'll be perfect on the Knicks, especially with a team that needs spacing in the wing depth. I think Joe Harris would be perfect, and I don't think the price on him is too steep either.
Oh, man, Harris would be perfect. But from what I'm hearing from Begley and from other sources close to the net, everybody expects him to be back. So, I'm kind of off Joe Harris bandwagon because everybody's saying he's going to be back. Point he'd be perfect. That would be hard. Doesn't seem like a likely scenario. Again, Al, with Lonzo, I'm wondering, how does LeVar feel that they got Kyra Lewis? Clearly, they're going to position him in the future. How soon will they throw him out there to get the team? Is Lonzo going to be a top cat there? Do they raise him up hell to try to get him out of here? I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, right? I mean, last year, LeVar wasn't too happy with Lonzo going to New Orleans. So maybe he'll try to stir something up. We know he said for LaMelo that he wanted either Detroit or New York. So I think New York is still a destination to get boys there. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. See how it goes, man. Paul Bryan from Newark. All right, let's go to the Poconos. Josh, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good, man.
What do you guys think
good,
about Aaron
good,
what do you guys think about Aaron Baines as a back?
How much Baines would be a good option. Baines would definitely be a good option. I'm wondering how much he would command on the open market and whether they would pay it. Let's take a look at Baines' option. What do you like about Baines, Josh?
He can stretch the floor, man, and he's tough. Show Mitch that toughness.
Yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate the call. Baines is a tough guy, man. Is he from Australia?
He is from Australia.
Yeah, man. Aussies are tough, man. Rugby players, bro. Aaron Baines. Let's look up his contract. So he's making five over the last few years. 10-year deal, mm-hmm. Five. So wow, what could he get on the open market? I mean, Taj got 10 last year. So I would say, you know, that's could be a range for Aaron Baines, but hey, that wouldn't be a bad pickup at all. Tough, gritty. Can space it, smart player. That would be ideal. I trust Aaron Baines in that backup spot than Ed Davis.
For sure. I would definitely take Aaron Baines. And
yeah.
Look, when if you're looking at his stats, he started to increase his range from three, started taking 4 3-pointers a game, averaged 35%. That's solid for a five.
Yeah.
I'd take that, averaging 11 points a game. You're going to get a tough guy, play solid defense, will be kind of a good second team, like defensive anchor. I think with Arizona, I don't know if they want to – they just took Jalen Smith too. So this is where it's all interesting. They got Jalen Smith, DeAndre Ayton. You got Baines. It's a lot of bigs. You can't have all those guys. You don't need all those guys. So Baines would be someone I would definitely take on the Knicks. He'd be
definitely
awesome right behind Mitch.
Yeah.
Awesome behind Mitch.
Yeah, I would say Baines, Favors – Those are two guys I think he could rely on. Giles, still more of a project, but, you know, if you're going like a Giles, Davis, Mitch, front court, you know, spread your fouls around. maybe. But, yeah, I think Baines would be a nice target. Baines would definitely be a nice target.
Alex, in terms of the draft, somebody in the chat mentioned why did they trade Aturu. Overall, were you surprised? I was a bit surprised that they didn't use that 33rd pick on something. You know, I thought wing defense they could have used. I thought there were some options there that they left on the table. I was kind of surprised. What about you?
Yeah, I was surprised too. I think I don't think the draft fell at that point where they wanted, because you still had Malachi Flynn, Tyrell Terry, and you had Aaron Bain, who were going close to that range. So I think they were hoping to get one of those guys. And as soon as they saw that they didn't get someone that they wanted, I think that's where they were like, you know, let's just trade this pick and get something in the future. So I would have liked to have seen them get a wing and add depth there, but you know, maybe they're planning for we got the Pistons pick, right, from the 2023.
I can't say surprised. I guess more so disappointed, because I felt like I said, we don't have any wing defense right now. They should have just picked a kid. But at the same time, when you factor in, they have so many of these young guys on the roster that you don't know who's going where or who's going to be on the team. And then all of the assets that they have in the future, I think it was realistic to think that they were going to try to cut it down a little bit and kind of just focus on RJ, Obi, Mitch. You know, I don't know if they're going to bring in any more undrafted free agents. They only have four roster spots open at the moment, and $39 million in salary cap. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, so it makes sense if they don't think they have the roster spot for another young guy. You can't have too much of a young team. It'll just be a lot of misguided players for the most part trying to figure out how to win. You need some veterans who know the game, who know the work ethic, how to grind in and day out. So can't have too many young guys. You need that solid balance between veterans and young guys. That's probably what they were also thinking as well. So I agree with you on that.
True story, man. True story. So to everybody in the chat, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Hit that like button. Support your favorite content creators. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. CP from Knicks Fan TV. My guy Alex Trotaros on the guest spot. For those of you that are new, first off, welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember, these shows are available in audio podcast format, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, Stitcher, any podcast platform you can find Knicks Fan TV. So remember that. You don't have to miss these shows on video. You could always catch it on audio. And you could always do that as well, man. Al, what platforms is your podcast on? Just let the people know.
It's on all platforms, so you can go to Apple, Stitcher, you can go to Overcast, you can go to Spotify. You can find my podcast on all platforms.
All right, cool. All right, we'll take a couple more calls and wrap. Last night was a long night, so much news going on, news and rumors going on right now that we had to come in and talk. And with 25 people in the chat, that people are hungry for news and rumors out. All right.
For sure.
For sure, man. All right, let's go Uptown Harlem World. P, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's good with you, fam? You hear me?
How you doing, man?
You hear me?
What's going on? Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
I'm good. First time, long time. So this is where I'm at. And I want people to not be reactionary to what I'm about to say. But, you know, we doing some real Knickish, old-style Knickish crap right now with the Westbrook and get these mediocre non-winners. You know what I mean? And let's just jump out the window for XYZ dude who ain't never going to do nothing, right? We just going to do the same we did, the mellow, the blah, blah, blah. We don't need that no more. There's a new air in the room. We need to start going for real franchise plays, right? We accumulate the assets, right? We want that to do something, right? We want to get a franchise player, right? So let's look around the market realistically. Who's a franchise player is trapped in an organization that is going to take a lot of assets to get, like you would pay for Anthony Davis, a top 10 player, right? Bradley Beal over there stuck in Washington. We got 100 draft picks. You know what I'm saying? We give two first-round draft, the Dallas draft picks, two of those 23 second-round draft picks, the Knox, Iggy, trade Randall to the Kings for Buddy Hield so they can get the cap relief, because that contract is ridiculous. That replaces Beal in Washington. They get Hield, they get Knox, they get Iggy, they get four draft picks. That's the type of deal you got to make for a franchise player. Bradley Beal is a winner, a two-way player. And once you make that move, you go ahead and give Fred VanVleet the bag. And your backcourt is VanVleet and Beal. Your front court is the young future. That's how you build that thing right there. You want to make real moves? That's a real move. Westbrook ain't a move. Malik Beasley is going to spend more time going to court than he's going to be playing on one. So, I mean, really, let's keep it a buck. If we want to really win, you need winning players. And there's no more of a professional, well-rounded, great superstar Hall of Fame, still 27 in his prime player like Bradley Beal. So all I'm trying to say is give Fred VanVleet that bag, Mr. Rose, go ahead and put that pressure on Washington, and let's really make it pop. They get that draft picks and the players to keep them afloat and to rebuild that destitute franchise. They've been worse than us, and they still be beating us. I don't know how, but whatever. But I'm just saying, if we're going to make a move, let's make a real move. Let's not do these old-style Nick moves, Westbrook. He ain't going to do nothing. He's 30-plus. These dudes are 30-plus. What are we going to do with these old heads that ain't never won? They miserable. Can you imagine Russell Westbrook losing to Kevin Durant every year in New York? They're going to be in a shootout on Broadway by the time the season's halfway done. You know what I mean? Like, nah, bro. Let's really do it. That's really what I want to say. I know there's going to be a lot of reactionary responses probably or maybe not in the chat. I hope y'all guys could take a second, breathe in, and try to really understand what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
Appreciate it, B. Go home, man. Listen, of course I would love Bradley Beal, man. Best players in the NBA and one of the highest disrespected players in the NBA. GM of the Wizards says they have no motivation to trade Bradley Beal. So, of course you want him. The question is that an option on your list?
I don't think it could be really tough to get Bradley Beal. I mean, let's look at some of the trades that we just saw go down. Like,
yeah.
We had
Drew Holiday got five.
Yeah, Drew Holiday got
five
in a haul.
Yeah.
If Drew Holiday's getting you five, what is, like, people are talking about trading James Harden from LeBron. Like, what is James Harden? What would Bradley Beal to be? I don't think we have it. We'd be forfeiting a draft pick for the next 6-7 years just to bring that Bradley Beal.
I just know a move like that going to cost so much future. What do you have to build with to get in?
Gaining as that would be, I would love to see that on the court at school night. But we're not even close to doing it. So.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. All right, let's go to Ari's in the building. Ari, what's going on? Yo, before I get to Ari's point. Ari sent me a DM, said that he crossed you up, man, back in the days when you guys used to hoop, man. Is this true?
I wouldn't be surprised, but he also should be honest that he knows I can light it up in the gym.
Yeah, Ari's been telling you, man, that he put the work on you at the LA Fitness, man, on the basketball court. I don't know. Go ahead, Ari. What's going on, bro?
Nah, nothing, man. Yesterday when I was on the phone, and, you know, you heard me say, shut up. I didn't know I was on the line. And what happened was my friend, we were watching the draft on YouTube TV, and my friend was keeping on going on, like, shams, breaking the pick before I get to watch it. So I told him to stop blowing up the spot. That's why I said, shut up. But I the more I'm thinking about it, I think we had a great night last night. I'm happy with the picks. You know, you addressed shooting and you addressed, you know, a front court score. We need scoring. We need talent. And, you know, I'm happy with the picks, man. You know, but I'm still wondering why Julius Randle's still on this team, man. Like, why is this dude still on this team? Like, you would think he'd be the first guy gone. Like, they're not going to actually have him on the team, right? They have to trade him. And I would love Randle for Conley. I know you broke that, CP, but, like, is that, like, a legit thing? Like, what's the deal with that?
I don't know now because they went out and got Ed Davis in the salary dump. You know, Utah was trying to shed some money there, and they ended up trading Ed Davis. I don't know if the Conley deal is still on the table. I haven't heard anything on that recently. Again, I do know that the motivation is to trade Julius Randle. I told you guys that from the lottery that OB could fall to them, and they want to trade Randle, and here we are. We got one out of two. I don't know if Randall's going to stick around. I would think that they're still going to trade him because he wouldn't want to come off the bench. I don't know if they start Obi on the bench and go with Randall to see if they could get a trade package going by the deadline. But listen, there's two parties in a trade. You got to want somebody that wants Randall. So we got to see what happens. There's a lot of time left.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm with everybody else. I wouldn't sign Van Vliet. I wouldn't obviously know what I think about Russell Westbrook. You know, I think the goal should just be upgrading at point guard. We don't need like an amazing point guard. We just need an upgraded point guard, and we just need to build. Like, we don't need to make, like, we just need to build, right? We don't need a quick fix, right? We don't need the best player to come in. We just need a competent point guard who's run-of-the-mill point guard, who's better than Dennis Smith Jr. and Frank, and just show promise, show like we're improving, show like we're building a culture, so we're not a laughing stock when the free agency comes. So I just, as long as we trade Randall and as long as we get a point guard, you know, I'm good. And so, but I think we had a good night. And you know, even though Serge didn't concede, I think we all know who won that. So next time he calls, if you want to set something up, you just let me know. All right.
All right. No doubt. I think Ari missed it. And you missed it out. But Sergio came back. Sergio made his return. I think he was the last call of draft night last night. And he didn't all the way come out and concede. But he was disappointed that, you know, he saw the writing on the wall that this could be the end of the Julius Randle era with the Knicks. So Sergio, the number one Julius Randle fan, he was a little bit sad. He was a little bit contrite. But he came back. We didn't know where Sergio went. You know, Sergio fell off. That battle of the fans took a toll on him. You know, Sergio and Ari went to war, man. But Sergio finally came back last night. It was good to hear from him.
It's great. I mean, I want to hear that DJ play that or DJ spin that. What it is. That's classic, man.
Yeah,
maybe,
man.
We need a – we'll wait. We got a new season coming up.
Yeah.
We'll see Serge falls in love with.
We just getting started.
We got another battle of the fans.
Yeah. We just getting started, man. So salute to Sergio. Salute to Sergio, man.
Yo, DJ, spin that.
All right. Where
yo,
else
DJ,
are we
spin that.
Now?
Yo, DJ, spin that.
All right. We heard from Ari. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Let's go with. We're going to take two more calls before we wrap. Remember, I'll be on with Ian Begley on SNY Free Agency Special, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So everybody in the chat, make sure you go to SNY TV's YouTube channel tomorrow, Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll be on with Ian Begley, Jonathan Wasserman of Bleacher Report, and I think there's one more panelist that's going to be on there tomorrow as well. So looking forward to it. All right, let's go to Steve from D.C. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, my man?
How's everything, bro?
It's good, man. I'm for the first time in a while, I'm a little happy about the Knicks' direction right now, man.
Okay. What'd you think about the what'd you think about the draft?
I think we did pretty well. I know we needed a guard, but I think, you know, Obi falling at 8 was pretty good for us. I think he's gonna, you know, give us instant offense. You know, we waived a lot of players today, but what I wanted to talk about was. And, you know, we don't really have a good point guard right now. And I'm thinking, what if we trade Julius Randle to Charlotte for Terry Rozier just to get an upgrade at point guard? He has 2 years left on his contract. He's pretty confident. We saw what he did in the playoffs in Boston. He had a good year last year with Charlotte, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. And they don't really have a good big man. I think Julius Randle would be really good for, you know, LaMelo and Graham. So I'm thinking, you know, that would be an upgrade. We don't need anything super special, but, you know, we got a good core with Barrett, Obi Toppin, and Mitchell Robinson. And we just got to keep developing those guys.
Oh, Steve's putting his hat. Steve's down in D.C. He's putting his hat in the Rozier ring. We'll see, man. Not terrible, Alex. Not terrible.
Not terrible. I'm actually surprised how many people are in on Rozier. This is actually impressive.
Yeah.
Because last season, everyone was just mocking the contract. And now now we got people saying we should bring Rozier. And I know it's 2 years left, but I don't know if I want to chuck in New York, man.
Yeah.
Because he likes to dominate the ball too. He wants to get his points up.
I
so that's
I agree. I agree. Well, right now, the options are looking looking kind of bleak in terms of what we have right now. So, again, we'll see. We'll see where they go, man. So, to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new so we can shout you guys out. 2489 and counting. We're up at 908 likes. Let's get to 1,000 likes tonight. Maybe we'll do a hat giveaway if we get to 1,000 likes. So hit that thumbs up button. We're only going to be rocking for a couple more minutes. Let's get to 1,000 likes for Knicks Fan TV. Salute to everybody watching on Facebook as well. Can't forget my people on Facebook. And let's keep it going. All right, let's go to Alabama. Manny, what's going on? Manny from Alabama, what up, man?
What's happening, CP? What up, Alex?
Yo, what's going on, man? How's it going?
Oh, man, let me tell you, my first call was a few weeks back, and Alex was on the show, and CP's on the – obviously, you're on the show, but I feel lucky. I'm going to play the lottery tomorrow, man. I'm telling you. And I was the closer, too. So all that being said, I'm on a complete high from the draft yesterday. Our front office really showed their worth. You know, they showed that they're shrewd and prudent. We turned a 27 and a 30 into a 25 and a 33. That's outstanding, you know. And I love the type of players that we got. Obi, as your first pick, is a potential all-star to me, you know. And wait till he starts showing his shot. I think most people haven't even seen him shoot his three. So when they start seeing his outside game, you know, I think it's going to be outstanding. And Emmanuel, and before I move on to Emmanuel quickly, his humbleness was outstanding, you know. That shows he's going to grow, you know. And I know there was a lot of tear-jerk moments, but, you know, but I thought it was outstanding, you know, his humility. The other thing is, as far as Emmanuel quickly, his competitiveness is outstanding. Kind of reminds me a little of John Starks. And we need somebody like that. You know, obviously does not have the same explosiveness. That's obvious. But his on-ball defense is outstanding. You know, his shot-making is a given, you know. And, you know, if he put a little, you know, stop-and-go action in his dribble, I think that's going to make a huge difference. But I was really, really impressed with our front office. And as far as free agency, we got to be a little patient. This Terry Rozier talk is – too much for me as far as, you know, the 2 years left, like Alex was saying. Maybe a 1 year, you know, you have a stopgap, which is fine. But I think we got to be patient on that point guard position. And any point guard we do get in free agency is going to be, you know, a stopgap, as I mentioned. But I think our point guard is going to come probably next year. But I think we got enough playmakers to make this work. But way to go, Knicks, and just wanted to get your feedback on my comments. That's it.
Appreciate the call, man. Checking in from Alabama. I mean, listen, again, there was a section of the fan base that, you know, felt it was it's a little too chummy, yeah. You know what I mean? All the CAA and all that going on. It's very frat house going. They're building a little annex, a little pop-up shop. I could see that, but I got to see how the product plays out on the court. That's always been my take. I got to see what the product looks like. I'm typically optimistic, more optimistic than most on draft day, because, like I said, I just got to see how it comes together. I got to see how it comes together. A lot of these guys are very fast, from Jordan Hill to Michael Sweet going down. And then a lot of guys come through. So, you know, there was some drafts. I wanted Mikal Bridges open now. That pick is starting to, you know, ring true. But I'm still having faith to see what happens. So I'll just take it one day at
a time. Yeah, I think that's all you can do is take it one day at a time. Although I will say for the people who, you know, are all hesitant about the Obi pick, mm-hmm. I know that it's a CAA affiliate, and we've got a Kentucky affiliate. I mean, Obi was top five prospect in this draft. And what's supposed to be a lackluster draft is what analysts are calling it, right? So if he drops to eight and he's there, you got to take them. They have them at the top five, right? At that point, you know, we need talent. We're not a team that can start really building, like, and trying to figure out fits. We don't really have a fit yet. So let's take the talent and see what the talent can do.
Take the talent and see what the talent can do. Speaking of talent, the chat is in here.
rabid, rambunctious, and we broke 1,000 likes in the chat. We're at 2475. All right, so here's what we're going to do. All right, so Knicks Fan TV Dave is putting the form in the chat. The sign-up form is going through in the chat. This is the hat I'm going to give away. Brand new with the tags. No Fulton Street knockoff out. This is not a Canal Street, flatback. But this is a fitted hat, and it's a size 7.5. So the 7.5 fitted. If this is what you want, it's got the metallic 3D Knicks logo. This is crispy, man. This is for the fan logo.
That's doing it. That's fire.
Yeah, this is fire. The NBA official Encore collection, new era fitted, 7.5. If you want it, I'm gonna give it away in 5 minutes. Sign up. Form that's going through in the chat. Knicks Fan TV Dave and TM are pasting it in the chat. Make sure you give it a try. There's always a winner, Al. Everybody leaves a winner. You know what I mean? You're going to be entertained, you're going to be informed, or you might win something. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do.
There you go.
For the fans, by the way. All right, so we'll take a couple more calls while we wait for the list to get. Also, send me the spreadsheet so I can see the forms coming in and we can start populating it. While we wait for that,
I'm going to go into overtime for the calls. I was a little tired earlier, but I got some energy now. I'm ready to roll.
All right.
Yeah, man. Let's go to Kurt in Atlanta, ATL. What's going on?
CB Alex, what's going on, my brother?
What's going on, man?
Going on? Listen, man, I told you the last time that I called that we need some dogs on the team, all right? Now, I'm telling you, we're getting our dogs. I've seen it rounding out now. We're getting our dogs. Listen, we need a point guard. I know that we need a point guard. And guess what? We're going to get our point guard. You know why? Because the first time in a long time, I've never had so much confidence in my front office, the Knicks front office. So I know for sure we're going to get our point guard, point blank, period. The next thing is that what a boss move by the front office last night. Boss move. They flipped the 27 and the 38, get a 23. Then flip back that 23, get a 25 and a 33. Now, it might not be much right there, but that boss move right there, It's telling me that, you know, we got to have confidence in our front office. Boss move. Hey, and let the dogs going to be roaring. Dogs going to be barking. Obi Toppin, boss move. That boy is ready to roll. He said, let's go win some game. Point blank, period. I'm out.
All right, Frederick. Big up, Frederick. Yo, that was a bad man thing, man. Guy calling in straight from Jamaica, Kurt from Jamaica, but he calling in from ATL. Boss move. Hey, it was a wild night last night, man, and they would see them wheeling and dealing out there.
So many moves in one
in one day,
was,
from morning to the end of the night.
I was done.
Yeah, I was like, wow. I mean, just to be able to agree to a deal with another team that didn't kill us was a refreshing sight. So, you know, the optimism by the fan base is certainly there. It's always there for a new regime until they prove otherwise. That's the thing. Kurt coming in with it. The last caller came in with it. I'm saying the same thing. Let's see it play out. Let it cook.
Basketball starting in a month.
Yeah.
Let's just be happy for this time period.
Let's just be happy. That with that. All right. Let me get to the giveaway. All right. We've got 154 entries so far, and they're still coming in. Still coming in now. We're going to get this thing rolling, get the contest rolling, and as we segue to the wrap-up, scoop to everybody in the chat, the Bodega, Tampa, Florida. Shout out the Bodega. What's going on? Hey, man, salute to everybody in Team Hashtag, too. Definitely appreciate everybody's support, all 2,400 of you in the chat. And there's still names coming in now. We want the giveaway.
Yeah.
They came for the snack.
It could be worse. Because I'm a Jets fan, as you know, and a Yankees fan. So, Jets fan, you know, I get mocked.
Yeah. Do you watch the games at a bar or at home?
I watch it at home. I got the league pass.
Okay. All right.
So I can watch safe.
Yeah.
I don't go out, you know, not trying to get the ridicule.
Yeah,
well,
I watch it in a safe space, man.
Yeah. I can't deal with all the Celtics fans telling me about how nice it is to have.
Shane Lammy. Gate Tan Lammy. Congratulations to Gate Tan Lammy. You have just won tonight. Knicks. Fitted hat giveaway. Got the metallic emblem here. Got the Knicks on the brim. Very crispy. Waiting to give this one away. Salute to my guy Shells Heavy for always sponsoring tonight's giveaways. Always.